suck. For the last year and a half since I've recorded the last podcast, since I've moved here, since I've been away from home, since I forgot what Unmatched was, I've just gotten more and more and more suck. Quite literally, it feels like there's a hole and I've dug myself deeper and deeper. I'm stuck telling myself that tomorrow it'll come. I'm stuck telling myself that next month it'll come on the first. Telling myself that it's okay, that I haven't figured out, that I'm where I want to be, that what I've done is enough, that I'm stuck telling myself that being complacent is okay, that, you know, that I'm stuck in a lot of things. And now that I'm like talking and thinking and putting everything together, it feels like I've had some pretty good days. You know, I've had some pretty awesome days, but for a while now, nothing's really felt, you know, really, really, really. I can't even remember the last time I felt like entirely happy. Like I genuinely am starting to realize that. And I think it's because I'm not really challenging myself. I'm just so stuck that it's like, if you forget the thrill of doing something hard, or the thrill of pushing yourself or seeing hard work pay off, everything just seems so monotone. So I'm doing what I have to do to get by, you know? Not like doing something that I didn't. Like, I want to get back or start, or I don't even know what it is, where to begin, but I want to do something that I don't think I could achieve. Or something that at least sounds like it's going to take some work, you know? I feel stuck in, oh my gosh, I'm stuck in school, I'm stuck in the future, stuck in the past, stuck in something, I don't know. So this podcast and the rest of the podcasts for a while are going to be about getting unstuck. The angle is to be successful, you know? And success for me right now, I mean, for the longest time, and I'm stuck in telling myself that, you know, stuck's going to be said a lot. I'm so sorry. It's repetitive. But, I mean, what it was before, and I think I genuinely just still want to see it. I still want to see my family, but like with their house. I think that's fulfilling. I've been stuck and also just trying to find balance, and that's fucking bullshit. I mean, like, sorry, I wasn't going to cuss, but yeah, I need balance. I need some sort of balance. I need some sort of like, okay, enjoy the present while thriving for more in the future, but I think ultimately that's what I want. I look at everything and I look at what I want, and I want my family to have it all. I want to actively push myself. I want to actively meet. I think where the balance comes in is meeting people that I enjoy, meeting people that will push me and we'll have good conversations about, and, you know, tear each other apart in the most, I don't know, wholesome way. Get to know each other, get to improve each other, get to share life experiences with people, go to soccer games with my dad, I don't know, make my mom proud, you know, inspire my siblings, have my siblings also be change agents, I don't know, make an impact through Unmatched, motivate others, make a change. There was a boy, and you know what? It sucks, because I'm talking about me in the past, seems like I'm talking about somebody else. Doesn't even seem like I'm talking about myself. But there was a time where I thought I could change the world. Where the fuck did that go? Maybe that's why I feel so like, I'm stuck in being lost. I'm stuck in this, stuck in that. I don't even know. this is pretty damn real. Maybe this is a way of me starting to climb up by posting this. I pray a lot to God when I'm doing these things, because I'm hoping, you know, I mean, he helps me, you know, talk through this, tells me what to talk. And this is the first topic since a year. Look, these last year and 2 months, because the last podcast I posted was in October of last year, and there was a lot of times where I went back on it, tried to post one, and nothing felt right, but this one does. Because this is why, for the last year and 2 months, I haven't posted anything, because I've been... It's like a mix of just lying to myself and being okay with... I don't know. I've pinpointed it to the best of my ability. I don't think I can get any deeper than this. What matters is that I want change, and I'm going to start to make change, and it's going to be a lot of things. It's going to be, I think it's hard, but I got to start small. There's a lot of habits that have been done that are not the best, but I'll figure out a way to fix them. So I know I didn't hit rock bottom, and it got a lot worse than this, but I guess the way, the mentality that we have to have is that we're only going up from here. If you're new to this, then I really appreciate you tuning in. This is a form for me to, you know, express how I feel and ultimately inspire others if possible. I almost say this hypocritically because I haven't been following this, but I feel like we can all accomplish a lot. We can all make a big impact in this world. We can all change the world. I believe that our potential is quite outstanding, really. I think we can all achieve a lot. But I think it's really important we put our mind to something and go after it and stop at nothing to get there. I know I haven't been doing that, but hopefully somehow, some way, through prayer, through I don't know, posting these and getting the right people next to be on my team, that we get there. We all get there. We all get to where we want. We all get to that one thing that doesn't leave our mind. Unmatched doesn't leave my mind. My parents, buying my parents a house doesn't leave my mind. Inspiring my siblings, changing the world, doing something that's bigger than me doesn't leave my mind. When your purpose is so pure, and when your purpose is so true to yourself, then honestly, who gives a fuck? Gives a fuck what anybody thinks. Go after it. Wake up every day and have that same vision every single day. On the rainy days, on the sunny days, on the every day, Monday, Tuesday, even Saturday, Sunday. You're unmatched, right? Or that's where you're thriving to be unmatched. Fucking prove it, man. And if you're old, then, I mean, if you're old, like if you've been listening to my podcast in the past, thank you. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for everything. This will be worth it. I mean, it'll be worth it if I make it worth it, and I hope so. Until next one.